Happy Thursday. Here we go. July 21st on the Daily Podcast. We started things off by unfortunately getting a glimpse of John's chest, then heard about something illegal that every single one of us has done at some point. We celebrated National Junk Food Day. We're welcome to the jungle in song stories and heard about a rather disgusting drink that's now out there for mac and cheese lovers. John and Steve got into it and basically roped everybody in when it came to the great AC debate, and comedian Maria Bamford made her show debut today. We promise it was just one person. Believe it or not, here you go. It's the Daily.
I gotta tell you, yesterday, I mean, can you see the color on me? I'm not sure if you can see
it. I can see a little bit on your chest. Put your shirt on.
All right, thank you. I went outside. I decided I'm gonna go. I got home. I'm gonna go jump in the pool. Mm-hmm. Right, and we got this new float, which is like really cool. I said I'll go just lay on it for a bit. Nodded for about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
No. Woke up, and I was like, oh, my God.
I'm on fire.
No, you know, it's not that bad, but I cannot believe in that time how much, like, color I got.
Yeah, imagine if it was an hour nap.
Oh, my God. I am so lucky. Do you know how I woke up?
A bird pooped on your head.
Ditto jumped in the pool.
No. The float moved around the pool, and we have this, like, basically, there's the water kind of splashes back into the pool. It's not a waterfall, but it's the way it returns to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the float got to, literally, my head was like, came right up to where the waterfall is, right? And boom. Right, I'm just like, I'm fast asleep, and all of a sudden I got water pouring on my head.
I picture you like the screensaver, like when it finally hits the corner perfectly.
Yeah,
you in the pool that way.
Right, you know, and I was like, ah! I'm like, oh my God, how long have I been in this? I looked at my watch and go, oh, thank God, it's been that long. And then I came out of the shower, and I'm like, oh, you're a little pink, aren't you now? I mean, it is dangerous out there, folks, and it's going to get worse as the days continue. Sunday's supposed to be the worst of all. Sunday we're going to break 100 degrees in the city. All right, you know,
yeah.
and that's not the real feel. That's just the actual temperature. Today's real feel is 106.
Right? I'll take out the trash again, wow. And that's that.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be a big indoor weekend this weekend.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of this heat, can you imagine being at the beach this weekend?
I actually wouldn't mind it because
really?
The water's probably still slightly cold.
76 degrees.
You know what 76 degrees feels like when it's 100 degrees out? It feels like you just
cold.
Put your foot in ice cubes.
Yeah. Speaking of putting your foot in water, all right, it seems that we're not the only country with ridiculously dumb laws.
Okay.
The beaches of Vigo, Spain have taken issues into their hands in regards to people peeing in the ocean.
How do you enforce that?
That's the big question. The city implemented a new fine to punish anyone caught taking a leak into the ocean with a fine of $791. Right? Now, if some guy's standing there and he, you know, whips it out, yeah, okay, fine.
Like Jack, my two-year-old?
Yeah, like your two-year-old. Exactly.
Lock him up.
Yeah. Exactly.
First day right.
Most people just walk out there and just stand with a strange smile on their face.
I tend to do it underwater. I don't know about you guys.
You know, so it just do they realize fish screw in that water?
That's true, too. Lock them up.
Today is National Junk Food Day.
All right.
Sweet. All right. What, now, when I say junk food, what do you think of? Do you think of, like, burgers?
No.
Chips.
No.
Chips comes to mind.
Chips. Right. Cupcakes, cookies,
sure.
that kind of stuff?
Yep.
All right. Ultimate junk food. What for you?
Probably
for you?
Chips.
Chips is your ultimate junk food?
So many flavors, so many kinds.
Jacks? Yeah.
Really?
The cheese curls. Specifically Jack's.
Oh, okay.
The best
ones
out there.
Yeah. I am a Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm. I got that. Oh, the toasted Cheez-Its are banging. Have you tried those?
No. Yeah, I don't like them as much.
Oh, they're so good.
All right, I don't
so
like them as much. Peanut butter-filled pretzels.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
love
absolutely.
Them. Doritos.
Doritos.
Nacho cheese. Yeah, just original.
That's a classic.
All right.
Or spicy nacho.
All right, and now do you go we forgot to ask Cindy. Cindy?
Everything you guys just said, but especially salty things.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right. Like a mall food court, right?
They still have those?
Exactly. Not really. Actually, the food court looked pretty sad.
So you go salty. I'll go sweet. I'll go sweet. All right. I think my ultimate junk food, Twinkies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't remember the last time school. I had one.
I can't turn down a Twinkie. I can't turn down a Twinkie, and I can't turn down a Tasty Cake pie. You know those little pies? Yeah.
Which kind?
Right. First one I'll reach for is peach. Second is apple. Cherry is third.
Okay.
I wonder if that's a generational thing.
I would say so.
Because that does not hit, I don't think, this side of the board at all.
Really? Zoomers might not even know what a Twinkie is.
Might not.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's true.
I'd be curious to know.
All right.
So. I'm a Tasty Claire guy.
Tasty Claire. Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Where do you stand in the cake category? Or you don't?
Yeah. The Tasty Cake candy cakes. The little candy.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm there with you on that, too.
Right. Cindy's not eating them anymore. She's boycotting those.
Yeah, they taste the same.
They changed them on her. Right. I have not noticed the change.
Nor have I.
Right. Speaking of the change would be hot. And speaking of hot.
Segway King.
There we go. All right. So we got food covered. Yeah. Menopause and the temperature.
Yeah.
Okay, all in one break.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Isn't Matt doing that bicycle to the shore thing on Sunday?
Something. I believe that is happening. Yeah.
Something nutty.
What an idiot.
So, Casey Boy is a big part of that. Isn't
also
he?
An idiot.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah, they both
well, that
do
we've
year,
known
yeah.
for a while. Yeah. All right. But 79 degrees outside right now, and right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
In 1987, we got Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction, and Welcome to the Jungle was actually the first single released on that album, but nobody really noticed it, right? And then Sweet Child of Mine came out. And that became a hit, and everybody went, oh, we want another one. So they re-released Welcome to the Jungle. And Slash recalls how fast that song came together.
Welcome to the Jungle was something I wrote on acoustic guitar and introduced to Axel at my place. And I said, oh, here, I got this riff. And it was very sort of casual. I can't even remember his reaction to it at the time, but we were rehearsing over at Nikki Beat's studio in Silver Lake, and we had maybe 3 hours slotted. And I remember Axel going, hey, let's work on that song we were working out over at your place. We didn't have a PA, so anything that Axel did, we couldn't hear. And we just put that whole song together inside of that 3 hours.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
What is with this world? Why can't we be satisfied with the flavors we have?
Oh, dear. What now?
All right.
It's getting...
The Valtini.
Wait,
the what?
The Valtini.
What is that?
The Valtini?
Yeah.
Sounds like a magician.
It is...
The amazing Valtini.
It is probably the most disgusting thing I've heard of so far.
All right.
A Valtrex Martini.
Getting close.
Oh, really?
It's a Velveeta-infused...
Oh, gross.
Martini.
Ugh.
I love Cindy's. Ooh, right?
I like Velveeta. Right. I like martinis.
And it's National Junk Food Day. I would put Velveeta in the junk food category, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I mean, I like Velveeta.
Comfort food.
Yeah,
junk food.
It's great. It works right in there well. Velveeta cheese infused vodka, an olive brine, and a dry vermouth. The olive is stuffed with Velveeta.
My goodness.
All right. And there's a couple of Velveeta shells. Floating in the drink, and then Velveeta is melted and dripped on the rim of the glass.
This is something a wasted college chick does when she comes home at 2 a.m.
I saw the picture. I saw a picture of it, and the picture is gross.
Yeah,
I believe it. Yeah,
the picture is just like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
I once had a martini that had those little blue and white gummy sharks that you can get at like giant.
I've had that.
I don't like vodka. I don't like martinis, right. But I was like, well, what can I have? And the lady's like, here you go, child. Here is your shark gummy vodka.
No. I made a drink for a party once, which is vodka and that, I think it's called Mystique or something like that. It's this blue cognac
drink,
right?
Yeah.
And the two of them makes it a martini, and then I would drop a Swedish fish in it.
Okay.
Right? And it was like, oh, let's look at your fish swimming around your glass.
Yeah, shells work then too, I guess.
Yeah.
Like seashells.
Yeah, exactly.
Just put Velveeta on them, I guess.
Velveeta? Oh, God. No. All right. So if you got your hot songs, text. Oh, somebody just sent in. I said that. The Great Balls of Fire. No, yeah. It's got to have hot in the title. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you got?
I've got some problems on the roadways. There's a okay. fire.
Probably people driving off the roads when they heard about a Velveeta martini.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Speaking of hot, let me ask you a question. All right. Cindy, are you nearby?
Yep.
Okay, because I want to open this up to everybody. All right. You're at home.
Yeah.
Right? You find that it is too warm in the house. Do you turn up the air conditioning or do you turn down the air conditioning?
Oh man.
You turn it down.
I feel like I'm a bump it up guy, which means turn it on and make it cooler.
All right.
What are you?
All right. I'm up.
Yeah.
No, I say turn down.
I say down too.
Yeah, no, down.
You two are wrong.
I'm a bump it up. I feel like I'm inconsistent.
Cindy said down also.
Those are the two.
You're up.
I'm a bump. Yeah, bump it up. In other words, make it cooler.
Right.
Dave,
yeah.
Do you even have air conditioning in your house where you
Listen,
live?
Listen, it came with central air, so step off me. That's the one realm you can't knock me for being cheap. The one realm.
It's turned down the air conditioning because you're making it colder.
Turning down the temperature.
The temperature's going down.
Aha! There is the key. There is the key. Now, if you say, hey, drop the temperature in here, turn down the temperature in here, you're making sense. But if you're talking about the air conditioning, right, if you want more air conditioning, you turn it up.
Yeah, like the power.
Well, you're turning up the power. You're not turning up. You're just turning up the fan in that case. You're saying turn
no,
up.
You, no, yeah, no, 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 no. I'm not turning up the fan. I'm turning
that's
up
what,
the
turn up the air conditioning.
Right. I want more air conditioning.
Right. You want the fan more. You don't want the temperature lower.
Yeah, no, I
just
do.
Turn down the
temperature. No.
Turn down the air.
If you have central air, there's one fan speed. There's no. It's not like a window air conditioner.
Obviously, you have cheap central air, John. It's turned down. The temperature is going lower. You're turning down.
I feel like I'm inconsistent with this because if I say bump the heat, I want it hotter. If I say bump the AC, I want it colder.
But again, right? You are talking about
the power.
You're talking about the unit itself,
right?
Not
the utility. Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I disagree, Cindy. It's hard to deal with these people.
Yeah. I mean, when you turn down the temperature, you're turning down the AC.
But then say, would you turn down the temperature in here? Don't turn down the AC.
Well, it means the same thing to me.
I completely agree with you, Cindy. Yeah. You are the smartest.
If
person
you
on the
agree,
show.
If you agree with Steve and Cindy, text 1 to MGK MGK. If you agree with Dave and I, text 2 to MGK MGK. Thank you for having my back.
How's it feel, Dave?
I hate it, but you got it. It's the reality. I'm not going to lie.
I knew the second I brought this up, no matter what it was I said, he would have gone the opposite way.
Did you notice how
it's usually the case.
I'm very surprised at you. So if you believe Steve and Cindy are right, text 1 to MGK MGK that when you want it colder, you turn down the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Or if you want it colder, you turn up the air conditioning, right? That's what Dave and I are doing. So 1 for Steve and Cindy, 2 for Dave and I. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
I think there's caveats, by the way.
There's caveats for this?
Yeah. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Okay.
Once I lose.
All right. Once you lose.
Yeah.
Because you're going to lose.
Shut up.
The debate is out there when it comes to air conditioning. Do you turn up the air conditioning to get it colder, or do you tune down the air conditioning to get it colder? And Steve and... what's your name? Cindy? Yeah, Steve and Cindy are going with down. Dave and I are going with up. And it's time for our instant text poll.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says...
80% of the vote.
Wow.
Went to Steve and Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy, all right.
Wow.
I am in shock over this at how at how just people just can't understand simple English.
Right. Turn down the air conditioning. Turn down the temperature. Bring it down.
Right. Listen, you're temperature-minded. We're mechanical-minded.
I totally agree. If you want to turn down the temperature, that makes all the sense in the world. right? But if I want more air conditioning, right, turn up the air conditioning. That's what I'm. That's where the difference is. You're talking about temperature. I'm talking about the unit.
Right.
What?
We have the manly mindset. You have the feminine mindset.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Focusing on temperature.
Well, I was right, so.
Not mechanics.
Steve's a girly boy. He's a girly boy.
You said the same thing that I say. You use different words.
That's right. It's a semantics battle.
Turn down the air conditioning. The temperature is lower. You want more air conditioning, girly so the temperature
boy.
Is lower.
Girly boy. He's a girly boy.
It's fine. It's girly very fine.
You know what?
Girly feminine boy. Mindset? All right. Perfectly fine.
Your mustache is stupid, and you can't even grow a mustache. I win!
This is true.
All right, Mr. Lazy Shaver.
The John DeBella Show.
Does this place have a pool?
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tonight, there is one show. Tomorrow and Saturday, there are two shows at Helium Comedy Club. Tomorrow and Saturday shows 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio for the very first time, I'm really excited about this, is Maria Bamford.
Hello.
Hi.
And there's going to be air conditioning.
Yes,
and,
it's going to be air
beautiful,
conditioning.
Beautiful. Cool. Helium Comedy Club has some of the best air conditioning you could get in town.
Is that right?
But also YouTube your comedy before going to see it. But also air conditioning. No. Thank you so much for having me.
I am pleased to have you. You're somebody that for some reason, I don't know why, but you've never been on the show. And I was asking you earlier, is this the first time you're playing Philadelphia? And it was like, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, my husband's from here. I've been here many, many times. But I don't know why I haven't been on your show, but I'm grateful now. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm trying to be as tough as possible to handle Philly. Get a tasty cake. That's not the right accent. I know no. It isn't. It's a specific accent. My husband can do it. I can't.
I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you've got a very unique voice.
Yes.
Right.
Some might say like it's a baby answering the phone. Some might say that. Right.
But you do a lot of voiceover work.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I do. Yeah. That is my gift.
Is I can speak in any any different voice. Really, one of six voices I can do.
And then.
Wow. Wait. To watch that happen.
Yes.
Is really really weird.
Right. I used to be a receptionist. So that's
the voice that people listen to. If anyone could pick up the phone, you'd want this person to answer because maybe they know what's going to happen next. They're confident.
But wait, which one is the real one?
This is the one. My sister has the same voice. My sister's a pathologist. She cuts up the dead into chunks. And she also has this voice. So, it is a burden and a delight. I do that. I do impersonations of people in my mother, who actually did pass away, or did she? I mean, I'm thinking she's coming back.
Okay.
But I any number of fun.
I can do a Los Angeles woman who has done a lot of spiritual work, the real work, and you can't tell that I've changed over time, but it's no.
I'm hearing Whitney Cummings for some reason.
Whoa. Oh, no, she's lovely. She's a lovely person.
Course.
My friend works at a ranch where she keeps her horses. She's doing well. She's doing well.
When you first did your mom's voice for your mom, what was her reaction to that?
She was delighted. She was delighted that I just was was out of the hospital. She was, when you don't do that well in life, and then they're just like, oh, you're off the pipe and you're off the pole. Thank God. So she was like, well, whatever you're doing, it sounds fun. It sounds fun. You go ahead. Just don't live with us.
Were you the weird kid in school?
I went to a pretty small school, so mm-hmm. it was hard to stand out just because everybody knew each other. So about 50 kids in my class. So
wow.
So it wasn't.
I met many people in my homeroom.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I went to a Catholic school, so it was a very I know everybody in my class. I do a character that's based on people from high school. Maria, so did you see yourself on TV? Did you? Did you see yourself? That was so crazy. Did you look at your face and get scared? Anyways, my sister's still in Minnesota, and she's a life coach. She's been trying to teach me new affirmations. Here's one of her new ones. Okay, I got one from Maria. Okay. You're too old to be in. You're too old to not make it in show business. Betty White, Dame Judi Dench, Joan Rivers. You're not old enough. Okay. How about this? How is it your fault? They hired you. Okay. Anyways. she's now trained to be a life coach, as we all can. If you need to.
Now this came up in one of your specials, and I'm curious, if is this comedy material or did this happen?
Yes.
When mom passed.
Yes.
Did you and your sister get a special gift from your dad?
Yes, my dad. The day after she died, and came out with a little box, and he was heartbroken. They were together for over 60 years. He said. And inside the box, opening it, were a large purple plastic vibrator dildo and a small butterfly-style vibrator with a remote. And he said, I think your mother would have wanted you girls to have these.
No.
Shall take these as an heirloom, and I shall pass this down from generation to generation.
My sister yelled at me with her eyes, you're disgusting. And she saged them and threw them in the recycling. Who's the better daughter? She is. She hit the finish line decades ago. Please clear the track. Maria is still running. That was one something. You know, you learn things about people that come up when they pass away. That was actually a real surprise. Because my mom was pretty open about that stuff. Honey, sex is so important. Oh, God. Don't tell me about it. That was a big surprise. My mom, she was afraid to die, and so she read in the New York Times, if you take the hippie hallucinogen ayahuasca, it can help you. And so I made an appointment with a shaman down in Minneapolis, and your father and I are going to go do ayahuasca this weekend. What? I called the shaman and I said, hey, Paul. Hey, man. Hey, buddy. My mom has stage 4 lung cancer. My dad has a heart condition, WTF. And he said, oh, I completely understand. Ayahuasca. I was scared. I had taken the medicine. She's very powerful. And I had an emergency. I had to drive 3 hours home for, and I asked my fellows. I said, "Is it safe for me to drive home, having just taken ayahuasca?" They said, "Paul, ask the fire." The fire became an eagle and said it was okay to drive home. Paul, ask the eagle next time to step out of the fire and try to walk claw over claw in a straight line while keeping his wing to his beak, because it sounds like that eagle is high. I'm just jealous. I want to do drugs. I want to have sex with a volcano. I want to meet Dolly Parton, but it's also Kermit the Frog, but it's also totally Dolly, but you look into her eyes, and there he is, Kermit. They had a great time. My dad said, oh, my arms became like noodles, and then the only thing I could hear for about 45 mothers minutes was your mother eating wet fruit from her purse. I bring cantaloupe in a baggie everywhere I go. She decided not to do it. She wimped out. Wimped out.
Maria Bamford is appearing tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. This was truly a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And tell your husband I say hi and let him know the Anthony Wayne Theater has closed.
The Anthony Wayne Theater has closed. Okay, I will let him
know.
He
will understand that.
Okay, I'm stopping at Wawa on the way home.
Pie in the Sky pizza is gone also.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's going to be very upset about those things.
Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.